Well, we have a few people here. Let's see who is going to be the smart one today.
Oh, no. Well, it's not, certainly not going to be us.
No, that's right. I didn't say it would be a good thing to be smart. I just said we're going to see who will be the smart person today. So I open up 805. Who's that, 805? Are you ready to talk to Ion?
It's Sherry.
Yeah, Sherry, go ahead. Maybe talk a little louder.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, I'm not at work today. I'm outside gardening.
It's because she's a long way from Maui. It's why her speaker's not good.
All right, then. So, Sherry, that's no excuse.
Can you hear me?
Yes, that's no excuse. Start talking to Ion.
Okay, how's that?
Good. Everything's good.
Lemony, we didn't have a problem before. It's just Bob arguing for your limitations. You know how that goes.
Well, no, I have a lot to learn. And I don't know how to talk to Ion because I only ask about myself and not of...
What else is there? What else is there? Everything else is how you fit into someone else's world. So you're talking about Donald Trump, but that's how it affects you in your world. You're talking about Hillary Clinton. You're talking about the bombing. You're talking about...
Okay, well, then let's talk about the fires in California because that's my...
They're burning. And they're going
to
continue to burn and get ready if we can have a huge, huge hurricane season.
I can see that happening with all the dead trees.
See, it feels it. Creation never happens in a vacuum. We're creating all this carbon. Now we've got to bring it back in and wash it away. Wash it away. Lather, rinse, repeat. Lather, rinse, repeat. Lather, rinse, repeat.
Bob, I want to call in on Tuesday and talk with you, but challenging, but I appreciate talking to you, Ion, and the energy that you send through to us, and that's it for now, Bob.
Okay. We get another call, another California, 530.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Ion. How you doing?
I'm bubbling.
This is Leslie. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yes, you have. You talked to us last Wednesday afternoon.
Did I?
Well, what were you doing this last Wednesday afternoon?
Can't remember. I
is
did
this
listen
Leslie
to
Leslie Reward? Leslie
yeah.
Reward?
Yeah. Lady Ohm.
Lady Ohm.
I haven't talked to you guys. Yeah.
No.
Remember
long
me?
Time. Zappa.
Yeah, Zappa. In fact, I have a Zappa for President t-shirt on right now. Because who would want to vote for the other people? Anyway, couple nights ago, I had a pretty bad fall, which was very weird because I never fall ever. And I live in the mountains amongst all kinds of rough terrain, trees, roots, and I never ever fall. And I'm visiting my daughter up in Washington. We're walking home, walking back to the car, and I don't know, all of a sudden I'm on the ground, and I mean flat on my face. So I'm wondering if you could help me understand, I don't know, the metaphysical reasons why this happened.
You're upside down.
I'm upside down. Okay.
The veil of shadows applies.
I'll ponder on that.
Okay.
A while back, I was listening, and I don't know exactly how you said it, but said something like, the only thing that keeps us from achieving anything or getting anything is our resistance to it.
That's your armorage regarding it.
Is that the same as our disbelief that it could happen or our...
No, that's different.
Well, so what's the difference? What's resistance? Okay, so let's say I look in the mirror, I have these two horrible black eyes, and I say to the angels, look, I don't want these. Take these away. I want to look tomorrow and have it clear. But I could feel that I knew that wasn't going to happen. And so is that my resistance? Is that what you're talking about? My resistance
no.
to...
You want humans to not be in your world, and so you want them dispelled? Seems kind of arbitrarily crude, doesn't it?
I'm just not sure what you mean.
You're saying the two spots of mirrors were there, and you didn't want them to be there, so you want them to leave or go or not be where you are or something. We're like, go smote them. That's what you're going to do. Or go walk up to them and say, excuse me, step the fuck out of my way. Or, hello, how are you doing? You want to have sex? Take your clothes off. Let's see it. Fall through it is the point. It shouldn't be this, oh, I'm timid. I don't want to see you around me, or you should be on my street or something. For Pete's sake, what are you talking about? Get right.
Okay.
Well, do you see the point, though? Because the point, no.
I just know that there's sometimes when I ask for things to happen, whether I'm saying it to the angels or not, and I'm clear that it's just going to happen. I just know it's going to happen. And then other times I can feel that I'm not. I don't. So it's the resistance.
Sometimes you go, well, what would that feel like? That's interesting. I haven't experienced that before. What would that be like? Would that be pleasurable? Would it be soft? Would it be hard? Would it be contrasting? Would it be visceral? Could I engage it? So it likes a dance.
So part of it. Okay, very good.
You got to stir this thing up, otherwise you're going to end up under your bed, under a lot of beds, in the back furthest room, in the cellar, with the whole wide world between you and the whole wide world. The point is to run and be a god in your world, not somehow fit yourself into someone else's kingdom, for Pete's sake.
Well, listen to that, take that in.
You got to look up the definition. You got to look up for a physical or a metaphysical pathway. You're looking for the least resistance for a motion to keep or an entity to stay alternative paths. You describe it as it wants to be the easiest way out, and we're not saying that. We're saying look at all the choices and always remember that the nearest emergency exit may indeed be behind you.
Maybe behind me. You know, sometimes I'm just not getting what you say to me. And like a lot of people.
Well, the reason is because we don't know about that. What happens is that you're set in your certain position where it has to be this way, and we're saying it doesn't, which is counterintuitive to what you think
about.
You know. That's what you think you know, and why we're saying these things to you this way is to think, oh, wait, that crazy iron, what if it's right? What if it is okay? What if it's different? What if it's okay? And the next thing you know, then we put something in the damn Wikipedia, and then y'all can read it in the Wikipedia, and then you go, well, there it is. The idiom has alive. The idiom has alive. The idiom has alive. And then all of a sudden, it's okay. And then the next thing you know, Donald Trump can run for president. Go figure.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to allow your creativity to be untamed.
Yeah, so you have to get rid of all those rules that you made for yourself, right?
I know, but that's a rule in itself.
That's a rule in itself. You bet. Yeah, so there you go. It's okay, so just to relax
look
for a while,
at corporeal,
I guess.
Good, but we're not trying to say anything is wrong. We're not even arguing with you. We're good. You've got to find out what the source of power is, and then you'll know how to work out ohmrage and resistance. Then you'll know, once you know how much power it is, for example, you could go into the high power, high grid, power lines, and go and lash a rope to it and pull it down and break into it to cook your stove, to make your stove get hot. But it would be too much electricity, and it would burn your house down and burn your place up and burn everything down. So you have to have some way of resistance to work it. So that's what you're afraid of. At 11:11, that's what you're afraid of.
So I'm thinking of resistance in a little bit wrong way as far as well.
Well, not complete way, because you're just trying to balance. You're not trying to resist it. You're trying to balance how much of it you have at a moment.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you so much.
See, a serpent doesn't necessarily do that. It's just moving.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
A serpent doesn't always take the path of least resistance. It's just moving.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It doesn't care. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And the path of least resistance leads to crooked rivers and crooked men.
So that's good for me, because I'm a little bit off on this resistance thing.
Those who flow as life flows know they need no other force.
Okay, Leslie, go see the movie Eat That Question with Zappa. Should be around your neighborhood somewhere.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey, Leslie. You're welcome.
Really good to talk to you. Okay.
Happy days. Bye-bye. Happy days.
Thank you.
Okay, we have an anonymous with his hand up. Go ahead.
Howdy, Ion.
Greetings.
Ion, I've heard you mention that gods don't care. Can you elaborate more on
That's
this
true.
Further? That really intrigued me.
Yeah, it's just
gods
it's
don't
and
care.
Coffee don't fax.
So gods are not caring, and they can exist in their own eternity right next to other eternities. There's no problems there. To
simultaneously.
God can coincide.
Simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. Does one god's rules have to change some other god's rules?
Nope, never.
And the Middle Kingdom, that is the land of the dead?
Yes.
And the Upper Kingdom, Paul Harvey's in there, and that's the fight, the war between the upper and the middle kingdoms. So the dead
page,
are fighting
That's page two.
Ion, Ivanka Trump's influence on Donald Trump. What are we not seeing right now? What do we not know about Ivanka Trump's influence on her father, Donald Trump? She seems to be shining right now with an aura in the media. Can you comment on that, Ion?
Connection
between
Dobbstown and Trumpland.
Ivanka Trump is the connector between those two.
Well, when not as long as Bob stays in the William Irwin Thompson quadrant, no. But as soon as he gets that out of his system, hopefully soon, then yes, all will proceed nicely and in order.
And a northerner
is worth two bales of cotton and twice as easy to pick.
Ion, can you comment on the nine lords of darkness? Nine lords have been showing up in my world on TV programs. I'm hearing that over and over, nine lords. What does this mean for the ascended people or ascending people, the nine lords?
Well, nothing to ascended people. But if you're talking about the nine lords of hell, then you can end up with an arch devil with a different realm, and that's where y'all are bumping into. This is what y'all are seeing now because Bob has drugged you into the Middle Kingdom.
And one of those arch devils, is that Asmodeus?
And Bator.
And the Wiki. And Bob's dragging us into
Chancellor.
Uh-huh. And Bob's dragging us more into the realms of hell, or dragging little men into the realms of hell.
Well, we don't want to say it like that. We don't say it like that. We're just saying that you get to taste that now because you get to see that side of that world. You create these portals, all the gates are there. So now they're open, so now you can fall through them. You couldn't do that before. You had to open them. Now they're all open. Now you figured out how wonderful you are. Now you can ease right through them. And then the fiendish codex will ensue, because it can. But this is the point that you're bumping into, that you've got to be able to conquer this. Otherwise, it will consume you. That's why all of a sudden, out of the living blue, Stranger Things have taken a foothold and become quite popular.
And they're for us to notice and not freak out about? They're just for the little men to freak out about. Is that right?
We could care less what you do. You're going to do what you do regardless. So do what you do. If it freaks you out, good. If it doesn't freak you out, good. If you come into your place of power, the freak out won't be the conversation. we'll be talking about Hillary Rodham Clinton's emails. That's what's important. Yes. Oh, of course. Right. No. See even how trite and silly that is. It's a very non-world issue.
Ion, we've heard you say that we're gods and we can know everything that we've already knew.
You can't know everything. You already do.
How is it that children are learning things, then? How is it that we...
They aren't.
That
they aren't.
That
they're being dumbed down. No, they're being dumbed down. They're quiet in their mind. They're having to be focused. They're having to be put in schools where they sit and stare and have people swing rulers at their hand knuckles and learn by rote wrong. That's what's wrong with reading, is how do you know the one that wrote the reading right? That's the problem. They're being separated from their actual power and put into this box.
If we could undumb learning, what would we be doing on them?
What you're doing right now.
Yeah, listening to Bob's show, right?
Well, you got Lucifer, Mammon, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Beelzebub, Satan, and Belfour. That's a sloth.
And that's all the nine lords of hell, right?
That you're bumping into their classifications. Others will fall into it. But now, I would say those work for you. They're there for you. It's not a problem. But if you're spooked by that, then fasten your seatbelts because they don't smell it. But they're still angels, you see. That's the rub. They're still angels. Well, if I was asking the angel something, well, that's with whom you're speaking many, many times. You all attach an up
right.
and down, a bad, a good, a over and under, a kingdom reference. But they're all intermingling. You pierced that. You've squelched. This is that part where it allows time to be obfuscated because now there isn't any.
So I'm hearing you say the demons are they're angels or that the devils are angels, and we're gods, so we can command angels.
You do. You do. Yep. You do. But if you're a frustrated queen, just be, if they don't be a drag, just be a queen. But if you're a frustrated queen and you start running around telling everybody what you want done, what you want done, what you want done, and you never know what you want done, then they get mad, you get mad, and it gets frustrating. Paint it green, no paint it blue, no paint it white. Finally, they're going to say, make up your damn mind. I'm not painting anything else till you decide. Off with his head, off with his head. Bring me a pig, bring me a pig. And then it's like, okay, fine. Blow yourself up.
So these angels are still doing our work as gods, right on, where they're doing what we instructed them to do, and
they
freak out.
They yield.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever. People will fuck themselves up. I mean, literally. They don't care. It's not about that. You don't have to worry about it. They'll take care of it. They always do.
And this is a... just another example of a human creator's power where they're having the angels show up in their worlds and fuck with them a little bit, right?
Contrast. You like it. You want some more. You like it. You love it. You want some more of it.
That's always required.
You can't get above it.
Is contrast always required for human creators to create things? Is it always required?
No, it is not, but you'll never make a preference without it.
So we're still establishing biases according to Bob's chart crap, that we have to have a bias first.
Yeah, we despise it when you do it like that, but, you know, if you can get the tiny note out of your bum, you'll be better off.
So Bob's stuff is irrelevant now, Ion, and we just get to enjoy
it. Well, we can't say that. You've got to mark some kind of time, so something's got to be the metronome. Something's got to mark the time. You can't. He's the only one that can, so you better not push too far off that. You'll find yourself like Will Robinson. You'll be lost in space. However crazy, he's the last of the sane ones. You do understand that.
Yes, and that's why we enjoy Bob so much.
It's scary. We know, because you never know what's coming next. And then he says it, and then he says, I like this, and he says, I hate this, I want this. Well, I wouldn't, but why in the hell would you believe me? Why? I don't believe me. Lord, there's your trouble. You listen to Bob. That's bad. That'll never end up good for you. Then you come right back for some more, and it's just great fun.
So the beliefs are not required for ascension.
They slow it down.
Ion, is this a CRISPR gene editing technology going to go anywhere for us anytime soon?
Not yet. Not yet.
How close are they to being gods and altering humans' genetics with the CRISPR, the CRISPY stuff, as we call it, CRISPR technology? You know the acronym, Ion.
Well, you still can't even calculate planes, so that's a moot point.
Are you saying it's more important for us to find out about number of planes first? Would that be relevant to the genetic technology being successful?
Well, first of all, you got to have the area and perimeter on the coordinate plane. You have to have the points inside and outside on a circle. You have to have points on two circles. Then you have to coordinate a plane word problem. Then you have to coordinate plane word problems and polygons. And until you do that, everything else is kind of intermittently silly.
We've heard you comment on artificial intelligence, that there's no such thing. That
nothing is artificial. Not artificial. That's kind of like there's stupid learning. Is that the case? Is there stupid learning? They done learned stupid? Okay. Boy, now we're sliding down in there.
Why are people like Elon Musk or Stephen Hawking freaking out about the AI taking over? What is it that bothers them?
It's obfuscated them. He's trying to make his name. Well, forget Hawkins thing. That's kind of silly. He's too strung out to be strung up. But Tesla is a different one. SpaceX is brilliant. And some of your power positions from the battery. Bob caused that with his fucking bag battery crap. Made that whole thing happen, and now it's got to be. But Bob said it one too many times. We jumped in, we slapped him, we did everything we could do, and he still kept saying it. So now he's got to live through it.
Is the SpaceX, are they going to do the IPO anytime soon for us
you
to drop
so.
Some money checks in? Yes, we
you
do.
Hope
we
so.
Do. Okay. Ion, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Master Buster. Let's go to
Turn
Elijah.
It over.
Right. You can come back later.
You still can do secondary market. You can already start with SpaceX in the secondary market. There's about $1.2 billion floating.
That's good to know.
But don't do it through the Founders Fund. Maybe Fidelity, the link, might get you there. But be careful how your debentures run. You'll be short.
All right. Ion, thank you very much.
Learn your alphabet. But
okay,
why should they? Bob doesn't want him to go public. Why invest? Why deal with the Reg D? Why expose yourself? Why have to open it up so you have to take other people's money and then you have to do things? Fuck them. It's your company. Do what you want to do. You don't have to do all that crap. Ew. Why do you do what you do? If you're successful, do that money. The last thing you need to do is open a way to get more money, for Pete's sake. He does not own control of SpaceX, and Bob will not take it public.
Thank you. Good.
Okay. Hi, Ion.
Hey, honey.
I watched the movie Angels and Demons.
Were you scared?
No.
So it didn't make you want to go blow your brains out? It didn't make you want to go question everything, and you didn't? All that crap. You sort of survived it somehow. You made it. Isn't that great?
Yeah. I was trying to figure out a connection to the force field, but I don't think I saw a connection. Can you see how the force field is related to that?
See, they're trying to hook it back into what calls the Illuminati. And see, then when you start trying to warn the Vatican, now you set the whole thing up. You got to get the Victoria comes and they moves everything around and tries to make it all happen and can't make it happen, trying to figure it all out. You just sort of loses something a bit. But it basically brings you forward into a place where you set the pattern of the mystery landscape. Once you find that out, then you can figure out where you're trying to attach. And to attach means to make a way for you to see within the kingdoms. So what this does is it lays it out that there is a separation of those kingdoms, and that's what you're where you are now. So it's fortuitous that you bump into this right now. Seems to be a theme going already, Bob.
If someone decides to exit and leave their Mitzvah body here, is that when they decide to go to another world?
Not necessarily.
So they can make the decision before exiting. And if they do go into another world, can they use the same Mitzvah body or something that looks similar to it, even though they left
See, we don't see it that way. We don't see it that way. We see cells are cells are cells. Do you remember the dot in Frost in Paradise when there was nothing but one cell that survived and they made Lilu out of one cell? That's about the subtotal of you anyway.
Oh.
Well, you're saying, oh, like, well, wait, what? Well, one dot? You mean one? We said one drop would ascend you. So what if it was just one dot, just all of you that was, and the rest of it was just clothes, just hoop skirts and pool skirts and pantyhose and fishnet stockings and garters. Oh, stop, you're making us gush. Quit, stop, stop, and high heels. Manolo, pink feet-toed slingback, doing it like dog pumps. It's just wonderful things. You know, all those are you, but they're not. They're added on. So is your meat sack. So you pick and pop and poke and comb and fix and puff and exfoliate, and it keeps coming back and rub it up, love it up, tighten it up, tack it up, pack it up, lighten up. Do everything you can do. A rabbit can do to a stump. You do it to yourself sooner or later, and you come right back down to it and say, oh, that was good. Ooh, that was good. And then you say, oh, okay. And then you're good, and then you go with it.
So just like Lilu had that one cell, we too can use our, any of our one cell and have the same people who decide to exit, they can have the same meat sack body or
you,
something that
you,
looks...
We say you do. Because if they cut your face off, it'll grow back as your face. It's why people, like a man and woman, when they're married for a long, long time, they start looking like each other.
They do.
That's why. Except for Bob and Connie, they don't look alike. Carolyn's still beautiful. Just Carolyn.
They've
Bob's
been
okay,
together the longest.
Not, yeah, the longest forever. But see, she still has her girlish figure, and Bob just let himself go.
Oh, no. What a shame.
Oh, but he does his evolution, though. She's going to use this as evidence. She's going to use this as evidence. Cause we keep saying Bob's not fat because he's not fat. But we keep saying it. Now we got to fix it so she'll take up for him. So that'll be good so we can save him. So he can have one more pint of ice cream before it's over. We love it. We love it.
Yeah, Bob will not give up his ice cream. He will take it anywhere with him.
You better know it.
Did you help him carrying it through the airport?
Of course.
The guy didn't notice it on the screen, right? You made it invisible.
It was. Ion. It is.
Thank you. Ion, it's illegal to send food like I did through there, right? They don't allow any food to come through. Now, that's where
that's
we know
correct.
I was helped. Yeah, I just want to check
that's
that.
Correct.
Okay, Eliza.
Yeah. Yeah, for liquids, there's a certain very small amount that you can carry, and you were carrying a whole bag full of liquid ice cream. So, Ion, since there are many worlds, does a person who transitions, do they have an option to go into a world of their choosing?
When you leave your house, can you go where you want to go? And if your world was your house, did you leave your world when you left your house? You should ask it a different way, because the answer is, well, sure. Well, do you get to choose where you go when you leave your house? We say, sure, but you don't always. No, I can't. I have to go to the doctor. I'm bleeding to death. I got to go to the hospital. I can't go anywhere but in the hospital. That's where I have to go. But now you don't have a choice. No, my husband is cheating on me. I got to go find him. He's going to be on this episode of Cheaters, and I'm going to be on there so we can catch him. And I can't go anywhere else. I got to go catch him cheating on me, blah, 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 blah. So there you go. See, so now you don't have a choice. So both apply. But you see it that way, you'd ask your question a different way, basically. You see?
Well, you know, obviously there's some ascended worlds that little men can't get into.
Yes, they can. They just don't know they're there.
They can walk into an ascended world, but they don't know they're
there.
They just
don't know they're there. Everybody giggles at them. You know, you're walking into a room, and it's very obvious that you're not supposed to be there, and there's nothing you can do, and you find a way to get out quick. Same thing. First time Bob went into La Mertage, he even felt that way, and he never feels that way. He could give a shit. He rather even knows where he is, alone, that he's out of pocket.
So a world that they would go into.
A symbologist.
So a world that they would go into typically would be one of their frequency, of the frequency that they carried here, or it's just a different meat-sack body, so their frequency level would be different.
Okay, like let's say you're a horn. You're a horn, and you're tuned to a certain pitch. If you play that horn in a shoebox, it's different. If you play it in the symphony hall, it's different. If you play it in a car, it's different. If you play it in an airplane, it's different. Then if you play it in the bathroom of the airplane, it's different. The same pitch is the same sound, but it sounds different, eh?
Yeah.
Apparently the problem is calcification. Apply a remag.
Ion, thank you. That was my next question.
Of course.
Yeah.
Sorry, we couldn't help but see that one coming, darling.
Yeah, I've been so preoccupied with it. Last night you said not enough magnesium will lead to calcification. So if I increase my remag, will it get back to normal?
Well, as much as you will allow it, yes.
Can you give me an amount of how much I should increase it to, 3 teaspoons?
Good Lord, no, because we say that, then you'll be right, it'll be wrong, and then you'll be rah, rah, rah. Then we say 2 bottles twice a day, and you say that's too much, and then you go to argue. Claim it, increase it a little bit. Just to increase it a little bit and get there.
Yeah, that's
increase
what I usually do.
A little bit.
Do that. Okay, I will. Am I deficient in iodine?
Not now. You have been in the past. You kind of come and go because you're like on and off, on and off, on and off. You know, sometimes you're a little anemic. Sometimes you're balanced, overbalanced. So comes and goes.
This comes and goes thing is this ebb and flows, comes and goes, waxes and waning, waxing and waning. It's very interesting because that's how things have been. Sometimes the contrast is more than usual. Other times, everything is falling into place, and it's like a glimpse of how, you know, things would be.
You're just putting yourself in a position so that you can push your place into a place where you can prove once and for all that you have power. So, okay.
Yeah,
it's like the time when Bob burned down the house just to see if he could build it back. And so he burned down the damn house. I was like, Bob, you crazy idiot. Why the hell you burn the house down? Because I could. Bob, why did you burn the house down? Well, I just thought it would be good. I wanted to see what the view was like about the house. We burnt the damn house down. Burnt the damn house down. Then he built it back. So it's like, wow, okay. Well, actually he called somebody and they came and built it back. But burnt the damn house down. It's crazy. Carolyn was so cross.
It is crazy because this insight you gave me a few months ago as well, that I would do something to this extent just to prove that I have power.
It seems crazy to us, too. It's like cutting your finger off just to prove you can grow another one back. Okay, how ain't with us?
I get it. Like, is this like the Rumpelstiltskin thing? When you call it out, you get it, and then you're done with it. It's out of your...
We thought that was like chlamydia. When you call it out, you get it.
What does one say when they realize or when they come to this illumination that they set themselves up for such contrast just to prove that they have power?
Well, when you do that, it's not a problem because then you can obfuscate it just as quick and easily. So
that's what I want to do.
Well, we know, and that's the reason we told you that way. Because it's not a problem. It's just that you got to come to that place where you do and can. Otherwise, you can't and won't. Fear is the driver.
Well, I definitely want to. I'm so over it. It's just ridiculous.
Sounds exciting.
It's crazy. It's crazy the extent that people go to just to prove themselves, prove that they have power.
Wrong. Well, they're more times proving themselves wrong.
Oh.
Because otherwise they wouldn't have that as a problem. See, it would be solved.
And you can solve it in many different ways, and one way for me would be to increase my REMAG.
It'll help. It's like a Jewish mother with the chicken soup that couldn't wait.
I just wanted to get back to normal.
Well, what if your normal is normal? You go, oh, no, that's not normal. That's not my normal. And we say that's the point. It is now because you're having to fight it to not be normal. See how that limb cliched archetype works against you and for you and about you all at the same time? Cool, huh?
So a better way to say it would be, I want it to the way it looked before.
You've made this normal. You're trying to make a new normal. Let's say you have a sighted issue, then you get less and less and less, and then you can't see, and then you use it as an excuse, and after a little while you're like, wait a second, I want to see. I don't care about any of this argument stuff. I just want to be able to see again. And you get over all that, and then you go get RK or whatever you call that thing done, and then you don't have that problem anymore at all. And you're like, how crazy am I? I nursed this shit all this time, and I didn't have to do anything. And we go, well, that's the same way with everything. And if you're not ballsy enough to do it, go let them chop your damn head off or whatever you want done, and fine, get over with it. Doesn't make them affect your eternity or really anything else, so you don't have to, but... You know, even if you have to take an antibiotic, oh, sorry, we didn't mean to say that word out loud. Okay, it's not going to hurt you. Tear it up.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've been saying, that I don't care about anything, what people think or proving or anything. I'm just over this.
Good. Well, that's happy. There's a lot of liberty in that, isn't there?
Yeah, when you're just kind of like fed up and not caring about
that's Yiddish for fuck it, fuck it. Oh, it's the ninth of Av. Isn't that exciting?
It's the ninth of what?
Av.
What day is that? What does that mean?
It's a holiday. Well,
the Jewish holiday.
Day. Now we don't know.
Why is this day significant?
You got to know what happened on the 9th of Av. It's Tisha B'Av. It's the holiday that never comes.
And people celebrate this day that never comes?
They do.
I'd like to know what that means, a day that never comes.
Oh, you're talking about in Exodus. So they were about to get the promised land. They dispatched the reconnaissance mission and to formulate the prudent battle strategy. The spies return on the 8th day of Av, report that the land is unconquerable. That night, the 9th of Av, the people cry. They insist that rather than go back to Egypt and be slaughtered by the Canaanites, God is highly displeased, and the public demonstrates the distrust of his power, and consequently the generations of Israelites will never enter the Holy Land. Only their children have that privilege after wandering the desert for another 38 years. The first temple was destroyed on the 9th of Av. The 5 centuries later, the Romans drew closer to the second temple, ready to torture. The Jews were shocked to realize that their second temple was destroyed the same day as the fucking first. When the Jews rebelled against the Roman rule, they believed that their leader, Simon Bar Kokhba, would fulfill their messianic longings, but their hopes were cruelly dashed as the Jewish rebels were brutally butchered in the final battle of Betar. of course, the date of that massacre, the 9th of Av. 1 year after the conquest of Batar, the Romans fought over the Temple Mount, nation's holiest site. The Jews were expelled from England in 1290 CE. Oh, you guessed it, Tisha B'Av, 1492, the golden age of Spain, came close with Queen Isabella and her husband Ferdinand, ordered that all the Jews be banished from the land. The edict of the expulsion was signed March 31st, 1492, and the Jews were given exactly 4 months to put their affairs in order and leave the country. The Hebrew date on which no Jew is allowed any longer to remain in the land, but he has enjoyed the wealth and his prosperity. Oh, and by now you know it, it's the 9th of Av.
Mm.
Ready for just one more? World War II and the Holocaust, historians conclude, were actually the long-drawn-out conclusion of World War I that began in 1914. And yes, amazingly enough, Germany declared war on Russia, officially campaigning the First World War into motion, the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av. What do you make of all this? Jews see this as another confirmation of a deeply held conviction that history is a haphazard event. Even terrible ones are part of a divine plan and have spiritual meaning. The message of time that everything has a rational purpose, even though we don't understand it. Dun, dun, dun. It's silliness, eh?
Yeah.
Did that sort of explain it for you?
Yeah, it's
Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
So now that this day is here today, is there something going on in another world that we don't know of?
There's lots of stuff happening in this world that you don't know of.
Related to the Tisha B'Av?
Always. The 9th of Av.
And is that related to anything that you guys are working on? You, Bob, and Connie, this day that is today? Like the products that you guys are making?
Then that would be the blood moon on the 9th of Av.
The moon that's coming up, that's not a blood moon, is it?
No.
Which month are you talking about?
Oh, 4. Blood moons on Jewish feast days within 2 years in Israel is very rare. It's only occurred 7 times since the time of 9th of Av and Tisha B'Av has been.
That's interesting on a day like this that so much has occurred, significant events has happened. You say something is still going on today that we're not aware of?
Mark 15:42-44.
I'll read that.
Wonderful. Okay, what else you got?
I tasted the new RNA drops. There's a discernible taste to it. Is that because of the frankincense?
Well, describe the taste. Describe. It wasn't increased. It was actually decreased.
The frankincense has decreased in it?
Yeah. It had to. It was blowing people's head off.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Oh, well, we're probably not supposed to be talking about it either, but we hit it right here in plain sight. It's easier, isn't it?
The taste, before it was tart and vinegary. It doesn't taste like that now. It seems as if it's toned down, not as vinegary, but it's acrid.
Hmm. Other people say it tastes like chocolate and lollipops and blow pops, and they say it tastes like a pesto sauce. People say it tastes like marshmallows. People say it tastes like a Romero Caesar dressing. They say it tastes like all kinds of stuff. So we appreciate your noting of what it tastes like to you.
I just started taking it yesterday, the new bottles.
Tomorrow your taste will change.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the never-ending gobstopper. It always keeps changing.
And when I opened the bottle, it just fizzed up. But it didn't fizz up as soon as I opened it. It started flowing to the top after a second or two. And I thought that was interesting Does that mean it's carbonated?
Nope, it is not carbonated.
What makes it come to the top?
It's changing your environment. It's trying to invade your space.
I quickly had to put a bowl underneath to catch anything that was dripping out.
And nothing dripped out, right?
Oh, you bet it didn't.
Right. See? There you go.
I caught in a bowl, which I took. Okay, thank you.
You're very
Aya.
Welcome. You're very welcome, darling. Anytime. Glad you weren't rushed today. That's much nicer.
I know. It's always nice to not be rushed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks a lot, Eliza. Okay, so next is Susanna.
Hello.
Yes. Hey, darling. Happy day.
Hi, how are you?
Bubbly.
Good to talk to you. It's great. Yeah, my RNA drops are bubbly, too. Hey, just a quick comment about the 9th of Av. You say it's a holiday that never comes because it's mourning, and it's a mourning holiday. People are mourning, and there's no death, so that means it never comes. Is that what you mean by the holiday that never comes? Just curious.
No, it never arrives. There's no time.
Oh, I see. Okay, I have a question about the crowning wave. The crowning wave, is that represented by the spirograph?
It could. If you put the spirograph on the outside of the big wheel, it would show it that way, yes.
Is there any correlation between the spirograph and the angel biogram?
But of course. It's how you met it in motion. Each of those circles, if you can measure them with causes on them, then when you put each one in motion, as they connect into the other 14 rings, when they all are ringed into themselves, moving into themselves, it makes a closed lotus flower. And then when they move counterclockwise, the more they move, it basically blossoms and opens and creates basically like a holograph of a bloomed lotus flower. Very beautiful. You should see it.
Would that be representative of a phasal fractal?
Congratulations.
So then the spirogram is a representation of frequency.
Amplitude. It's amplitude and pitch.
And is it, when you talk
no.
about the spirograph, it's not more than one frequency?
No, it can't be at a time. It would blow up.
Okay, so it is one. Because when you talk
no,
about
No, that's huge now. Because, see, when you come in, like, you know, you can somebody can hit the right high C and it'll shatter glass.
Yeah.
Well, do multi-tunes and it fills every gamut and it becomes like a phaser. That's the same thing a phaser does.
Uh-huh.
But y'all going to find out about that when you start blowing shit up.
You mentioned last time we spoke that the heart can modulate frequency if we get the hertz right.
You got to work out the hertz. You got to work out the hertz left, not the ones right.
Is there a correlation in doing that with the sinus and the pericardium and then your hand? If you extend the hand, like the Vitruvian nail, and they're out, it's all the same level. It's a straight line through all
dimensionally,
of that.
Dimensionally, it's the same line, yes, same plane. Don't say line, because you'll have to walk the line. And
okay.
I'm glad you're mine, and you walk the line. And it becomes a Johnny Cash song, and we can do you there, but then Mama Cass gets involved, and then Mama Maybell Cash comes on, and then it turns into a whole other system. Then you have the June Carter Cash sisters, and that becomes another mess.
But I'm trying to get at the hands being significant. You mentioned about printing the Vitruvian man, folding the paper in half, and then stabbing through the two hands because they'd be folded together. They'd be palms together, and it would break into another dimension.
You can pierce them. Those dimensions are touching. They're touching.
So the hands
and they're
are
already
beginning.
They're already touching.
You talk about the palm of your hand quite a bit. You mentioned that?
Yeah, okay, asking Katy Perry.
In Revelation, you also talk about the hands, again, together, the palms of the hands together, and that the palm, with the palms of your hand, you can thrust the sun and the moon.
Yes. It's why they drove spikes into the palms of Jesus when they hung him on the cross.
To break through another dimension? Is that why? Or
to stop the synovial glands from working.
The spirograph, is that also representative of a black hole? Or the phasal fractal?
Your words are correct, but your applications are wanting.
When you talk about piercing the hands, and you talk about piercing the pericardium, and there's no piercing, did the same thing happen with the hands with Jesus, that they didn't pierce it, it just divided it?
It had to pierce it. It had to be worked out that way. Because, see, you can't have a resurrection if you don't have an erection. So you got to come back to it. So he had to be separated so he could then ascend. And that's what we're trying to get you all to without dying.
So the catalyst
so
is
the fractal. The fractal, well, don't worry about the catalyst. You're worrying about the application. The catalyst is what takes place. We say it's already taken place, and now you're trying to take a fractal to prove that you can die and come back to life. And we're saying, yes, but that's not the way to do it. Why can't you just go ahead and ascend and not have to die at all? That's the point.
Right. Right.
Sometimes left, but yes.
Okay, so want to talk about a comment you made to me about the blood glowing, and that if the blood glows, then you can buy, sell, and trade. If there's a way of shining light on your forearm, and the blood will glow, and then you can buy, sell, or trade. Do you recall that?
Yes.
I also heard you telling Tad that ascended people don't buy or sell.
That's correct. They don't have to. They also don't iron their own sheet.
When you were talking about the spiral key with Bob, and you mentioned a polymerase test, is that an example of how the 144,000 double helix strands are going to grow?
They don't grow.
Become activated? Become active? Create?
They be.
Are they created?
They be. We say you already have them. We say we're just waiting on you. We say you already did it. But
is that the same as what we saw in the movie, what was the movie you just mentioned with Eliza? With the one cell, they grew the world.
Oh, Lost in Paradise, Fifth Element.
So that's the same concept as the polymerase test, where they can take one little bit of DNA and recreate the chain, but in the case of what's happening here, is that the whole thing becomes, I should say.
Basically.
Ah.
And that's the most general basics that you can get without going into it, of course.
Can we get into it in more detail? That's the question I have is, I'm wondering is, I don't feel the drive to know or to need to know how anymore.
Good.
So I'm wondering if even asking the questions and doing this is a way, is almost separation, is the obstacle to ascension or to recognizing ascension. Would you agree, or does it depend on the perspective in which the questions are asked?
Layers.
Can you expand on that a little?
Layers. You need a definition?
Yes, please.
There's three layers in the heart wall, the thin outer epicardium, the thick middle myocardium, and the very thin endocardium. Three layers, layers.
And those apply to ascension?
They're an example of inside to outside.
So are those representative of the kingdoms, the inner, middle, outer that you say we're stuck in? I'm not stuck in. I don't want to be stuck in.
Sometimes.